Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather Nichols. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I'm so looking forward to this week's episode. I'm actually doing this in a really, really different way than I normally do. I am pre-recording this week's show, and I'm actually going to be pre-recording it in segments. We have three segments on this show, and I'm going to be recording it throughout the day today. As I play with the question, body, hi body, what can I be to create with you? So here we are, it's morning. I am in Michigan. I am at the Living the Foundation class that we've been doing this past week, and I've been facilitating. And I'm asking today, I want to actually really be playing and living with this question today. Hey body, hi body, hi body, what can I be to create with you? What is it to actually create with our bodies? That's actually, we had a class as part of the Living the Foundation class yesterday around creating with your body. And somebody was asking, what is that? What actually is that anyway? And it's actually a space of intimacy with your body. It's a space of acknowledging your body. It's a space of communion with your body. It's a space of really acknowledging that our bodies are part of what we create in the world. They're part of how we create our lives. And we actually create our bodies every day. Our bodies are constantly changing and, you know, becoming more and becoming different and reorganizing. And you can even just look at how, you know, how often cells change and morph like your liver is brand new every 7 years or something like that. And so what would it be like to actually be consciously creating our bodies? Because our bodies really do create themselves, and we create our bodies based on our thoughts and our points of view and our projections and all of that. What would it be like to actually be creating our bodies consciously, like having points of view that actually work for us, that actually acknowledge the brilliance of our bodies and honor our bodies and actually be creating with our bodies from that space. So body, what can I be to create with you is a great question to start to change, to start to acknowledge the consciousness of your body and to start to change how you be with your body throughout the day, how you be with your body in your life. Like, what if your body could be a friend, an ally, a co-creator in the creation of everything, like of money, of your business, of relationships, of everything that you're creating in your life? What if your body could be with you, present, co-creating? And it's not to create separation with your body from your body. And it is also, we want to acknowledge that we are infinite beings. We are infinite beings that don't have to have bodies. We've chosen to have a body this lifetime, right? We've chosen this body. And our bodies actually have consciousness that is the consciousness of our bodies that is part of what we get to be and play with in this lifetime. But it's not everything. Like, it's not totally everything that we be. But when we acknowledge, hey, I am an infinite being, I have infinite choice, I have infinite possibilities, and I also get to I get to have this body. I get to play with it. I get to create with it. What would I actually like to create with it? If you were creating with your body, what would you create that would be perhaps very different from what you would create if you don't acknowledge your body? Part of this conversation is also having intimacy with your body, having a space of the five elements of intimacy and access consciousness, which are gratitude, honoring, trust, vulnerability, and allowance, and really having that space where you have, like, what would it be like to function throughout your day from a space of honoring your body, of actually going, hey, body, brilliant, amazing, conscious, incredible body, what would it be like to treat your body with regard? To go, hey, what's actually true for you, body? What is fun for you? What do you like to create? What are you aware of? What do you desire? And it doesn't mean that our bodies then become in charge of everything, right? But when with decisions and choices that we make that that are, you know, involve our bodies, like, what am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? How am I going to travel? Where am I going to go? Like, things like that. We can actually, if we ask our bodies and we honor the desires that our bodies have, we can have a space of creation with our bodies that is really, really different. Intimacy is one of the most powerful spaces of creation that allows us to actually, like, have the space of, hey, of, like, what would it be like if you created your whole life from honoring gratitude, allowance, trust, and vulnerability, like being willing to have no barriers, being willing to have no judgment, being willing to have lots of gratitude for you and for your body, being willing to trust what's true for you, what's true for your body, and what could you create? What could you be to create with your body? So I'm asking that today. Body, what can I be to create with you? What can I be? And it gives me awareness and access to a different energy, an energy, space, and consciousness of me, of, you know, not just the me that I think I am, but the me, the being, the greatness of my being and what's available to my being, to me as me, that I can bring to the conversation of creation. So when I ask that question, body, hi body, what can I be to create with you today? My body shows me the energy of joy. My body shows me the energy of relaxation. My body shows me the energy of space, orgasmic energy. Again, relaxation. There's a tingling that shows up all over my body. And as I'm talking to my body and being with my body here in this conversation, it's really becoming alive. Like, there's this, I have goosebumps. I can feel my skin. I am really aware of the sensations of my whole body. And sensation is actually one of the greatest ways that we can communicate with our body. Like, our bodies actually do communicate with us through sensation, with sensation. And we get to actually receive the sensations of our body as part of the joy and the pleasure of having a body. So what would it be like if you created with your body from a space of pleasure today? What would it be like if you were committed to lowering your barriers today and being barrier-free and barrier-less today with your body in regards to your body? What would that be like? What could you create then? So body, what can I be to create with you? What can I be? What can I be to honor the consciousness of you? To have allowance for everything that you be? What would it be like if you created with your body totally beyond judgment? What would it be like to live judgment-free of your body? What would that be like? That is a completely different reality. And as I talk about that, my body lights up. Again, it starts to hum. It's like, yes, yes, yes. Like, my body knows that as a really delicious possibility. And there's an acknowledgement of that space of, if I was willing to be completely judgment-free with my body to actually have allowance, not just judgment-free, but to have allowance and honoring and gratitude and vulnerability and trust with my body, then I would have access to so much more awareness, so much more aliveness, so much more space. So body, what can I be to create with you? What can I be today? Today I'm going to be facilitating a class. Today I'm going to be going on a boat ride. Today I'm going to be doing a private session. Today I'm going to be packing up and getting ready to travel tomorrow morning early. So as I look at my day, and there will be, of course, be lots of surprises in my day. As I look at my day, my body goes, hey, could you go to bed early tonight? Since you have to get up early tomorrow, could you go to bed early tonight? It's like, yeah, I could actually. And that's an honoring of my body. And it doesn't have to be, sometimes we have a lot of points of view about our sleep. You know, I have to go to bed early because I have to get up early tomorrow. But I'm asking my body. And that could change. My body tonight could be like, hey, I actually would like to stay up. And then I can honor that, right? So it's not about creating a fixed point of view or a fixed reality or a fixed conversation. It's, body, what can I be to create with you? We're going to be going on a boat today. And my body's like, okay, it could be windy on the lake. Can you bring an extra layer? Yep, I can. Body, what can I be to create with you? What can I be to create the future that I would like to create? The futures that are possible. And my body says, how about we let go of some judgment? How about you only put food in me today when I'm really, truly asking for it? Okay, body, I'm really willing to do that. I'm willing to do that. Body, what can I be to create with you today? And my body says, you could have gratitude for me. You could have more gratitude for me. Okay. I will. I do. What would it be like if we could have so much gratitude for everything that our bodies do for us? It's like, my body does so much. Like I am very busy. I do have a really full life. I am very active and engaged with my life. And that's not a problem. And my body actually is like healthy, and I always feel really good. And I do a lot. I don't sleep a lot. I'm busy. I'm active. I move. I travel a lot. And what would it be like to just even take a moment and have gratitude for all the things that our bodies do with us? It's like, okay, body, thank you so much for being willing to, like, I have a crazy travel day tomorrow. I'm going from, Michigan in the morning to Colorado to drop off my kids, to take care of a few things, and then to go to Italy tomorrow afternoon. That's a crazy travel day. My body's willing to do that. My body's willing to make that work and have that be ease. So body, what can I be to create with you? What can I be to create with you? Body, what can I be to create with you? And my body says, how much fun can we have today? What if we could have lots of fun today? What if we could have lots of pleasure and joy and delight? What could I do today? What could we choose today that's totally unexpected? What adventures of living can we have today? What adventures of being can we have today? How much can we receive from the earth today? How much communion with the earth can we have today? and I'm in a beautiful place. I can, and even if you're not, you know, you can look out the window and see the sky or find a tree somewhere. You know, there's always some elements of nature around and available to us. There might be water. Like, I'm going to Venice. There aren't a lot of trees in Venice. There are hardly any trees in Venice. But there's a lot of water. And there's birds. And there's also the beauty of the architecture and the place and all of that. So what would it be like if we actually started to use, like, to be so present with our bodies that we could perceive the beauty and the gift and the elegance of everything that is around us, surrounding us, like gifting to us, contributing to us? What would it be like to receive with our bodies so much more dynamically? What would that be like? Body, what can I be to create with you today? What can we create today that we've never imagined before? What contribution can we be to other bodies today that we've never considered before? What can I be to create with you? What could I be to create more in my business with you today, body? My body says, have a lot of fun facilitating. Let facilitating today be orgasmic. Let's connect with people that we haven't talked to yet. Let's meet people and have conversations that we haven't had before. Maybe give somebody a hug that could really use it. Or give somebody a hug that would be a contribution to my body. Put my bare feet in the grass. Look up at the sky more than I would normally. Body, what can I be to create with you? What can I be to create with you? So I'm going to go about my day. I'm in the morning here, and I'm going to pop back here at lunchtime. I'm going to let you know how it's going and what new awareness, what new questions I have. And then I'll be recording the third segment tonight at the end of the day. And we'll see what we discover and what we play with. So we will be back for you. It'll be a moment. For me, it'll be a few hours. And thanks for going on this journey with me. We'll be back soon.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I'm here doing a special show this week, a different kind of a show. I am pre-recording this show. I'm in Michigan right now, and just in our last day of the Living the Foundation class, and which is an amazing Access Consciousness Foundation class, where we've been playing with lots of different facilitators. We've been on a horse ranch. We've been doing lots of extra stuff, lots of extra bonus classes, boat rides, yoga in the mornings, dancing, fireside chats. It's been really, really phenomenal. And just finishing up today. And I've been playing today. I recorded the first segment of this show. If you didn't listen, or if you're just joining us midway here, I recorded the first segment of the show this morning with the question, hey, body, hi, body, hi, body, hi, body, what can I be to create with you? And just started playing with that question and posing that question to my body and to myself as I started my day. And so if you haven't listened, go back and listen. but I basically wanted to play with really being in this question and being with this question and being with my body with that curiosity more dynamically than usual today and sort of, you know, document my journey for this show. And it's been really amazing. You know, I've been around a lot of people this week. So I've been, there's been about, I think, I don't know, 50 or 60 people here at this class. And this is a class that's a very full schedule. It's a very fun schedule. But there's morning movement. There's class from 9:30 to 12:30. There's like lunch with everybody. There's afternoon activities and breakout talks and some evening activities. So it's, you know, some of the days can be kind of 12-hour days just being with people and then staying with people in a house and having my kids here. And there's been 6 boys staying in the house that we're staying in and 2 other moms. And that's been really fun. But just a lot of people, you know. And so one of the things that I was going to record this second segment at lunch, and I didn't even actually have time because we had to scoot out of there and get to our boat ride, which is like the end of class celebration, going on a big boat on Lake Michigan and just celebrating the week that we just created together. And so I'm back now recording this after the boat ride. And one of the things that I've noticed is, as I've been with this question today, is, well, there's a lot of things. But one of them is just what being around a lot of people has created for my body. And, you know, that's not a new conversation or something that is probably like that. That may actually be something that is true for you too. When you get around a lot of people, your awareness of your body changes. You know, it might be more difficult to have access to what's true for you, to what you know, things like that. And so I've noticed that my body has actually, there's been the sense of what is actually true for me. Like food has been a big one this week. And I don't actually normally, I don't have a lot of like food stuff. Like I don't actually eat that much. Sometimes if I'm really hungry, I do, but I could go for days without having like a real meal, just sort of nibbling here and there. I usually really just, if I do eat a meal a day, it's once, usually kind of dinner time, and I'll just snack or not eat before that. And that really works for my body. And I'm noticing that when I'm at events, because I do a lot of classes, I facilitate, I host, I go to a lot of classes, and it's a totally different rhythm. You know, you're traveling and, not at home, and yet I don't really have a rhythm at home because I'm not home enough to have a rhythm. But it's a different space, and there's a lot of people around, and there's a different kind of a schedule and different kind of a clip to my day. And the one thing that I've been really noticing today is, wow, like how much have I actually eaten food this week that my body didn't really desire, or when my body didn't actually desire to eat? That's a question that we can play with. The really dynamic question, which is body, not just what do you desire to eat, but actually, do you desire food? Do you desire to eat? Because sometimes we might think that we do, but our body is like, no, actually I don't. And what I've noticed for me is when I get around, when I'm in classes and there is a distinct breakfast, lunch, and dinner time, and there's people, and, you know, meals are social, so it's fun to sit down at a table with people and, you know, have a meal and chat and connect and, you know, learn things about each other or whatever, create different conversations. I tend to just sort of eat because I'm there and it's lunchtime or it's dinner time or it's whatever. And my body has actually been really clear today of like, hey, that really doesn't work for me. My body is so much happier when I'm not eating much. And so that's been a really cool just awareness, and not like it's brand new, but it's just the sense of like really paying attention to that and noticing what actually truly works. So I bring that up, of course, to not just to tell you about my day, but what is it like? What is food? You know, what is that whole like? What do you create with your body with food? How do you create with your body with food? And are you willing to listen to your, like, what would it be like if you asked your body more and you listened to your body more around what it desires in regards to food? Does it desire food? If so, what? How much? Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, often says, you know, if usually about, you know, just a few bites, like, you know, no more than 9 bites, but sometimes 3, 5 bites of something really, really orgasmic and delicious is all your body needs food-wise. We have so much energy in our bodies already, and food actually depresses our bodies. I did a couple shows years ago, a year or two ago, called, what was it called? Are You Killing Your Body with Food? I don't remember where even, I have to find the archives for those because those were not on Voice America, but with Sadie Lake, we just talked about that because it's actually something that we do. We actually kill and diminish our bodies with food. And I realized today as I have been with this question, hey, body, what can I be to create with you? That one of the things that I've been doing this week, and I wasn't as aware of it as I am now, is actually, you know, just eating more often and more food and types of food that I wouldn't normally eat. Just so much more than I would if I was actually by myself. Which also leads to the question of, you know, what is it to create with our bodies when we're around other people? You know, creating with my body when I'm in the woods or when I'm at home, I'm alone in my house, it's very, very different than creating with my body when I'm in a group of 60 people for 5.5 days straight, you know, kind of morning to night. Very different energy. And I think part of even like the food stuff is my body just picking up on other people's stuff around food and other people being hungry or other people desiring things or other people not being willing to ask their bodies questions. And I've sort of taken that on to some degree. The good news is, you know, I always have choice every 10 seconds. And one of the ways that we create with our bodies is actually to start to just get curious without a point of view. Just get curious and be curious about, you know, truly what they require, and desire, and what's actually true for our bodies. And when you're really hooked into other people's worlds and other people's body realities in a way, it's difficult to actually have access to that. It's not the easiest thing in the world to perceive what it is that your body is asking for. So everything that doesn't allow you to be, you know, perceive and receive and acknowledge and gift your body, everything that it's asking for, we destroy and uncreate all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pot, shorts, boys, and ends. Now, you don't actually have to gift your body everything that it's asking for. I mean, you don't have to do anything. But because sometimes our bodies are asking for something and our being is like, no, this actually needs to be created or chosen. And we can actually choose to let our bodies have a say when it is, you know, when it's a choice and a decision that really does involve the body. When it's a more of a being question, then I would say let your being, like you decide more than, hey, body, it's totally up to you now, you know? So, because our bodies are one element of who we be and what we play with and what we've, you know, taken on for this lifetime, and your infinite being is different. You know, your infinite being is going to have different choices. So, so what is your body asking for with food? Would your body actually like to eat more or less, or would your body, are there types of food that you eat that your body doesn't actually like, or a frequency or a quantity that isn't fun for your body? And it's amazing because I noticed that my body actually functions so much better in every way when I'm not eating very much. Like, there's things like my sleep and my digestion and like all these things, like even just like the levels of joy with my body and a level of relaxation in my body and ease and orgasmic energy that are really, really different if I'm not eating a lot of food. And there's a different energy, a different awareness, a different sensation with my body in my body when I am really honoring that. So what's cool about this little experiment that I've been doing here today is, wow, okay, cool. That's really great information. When I go to classes, I tend to eat with other people. I tend to eat more than I want to. I tend to eat things that I don't want to, and more often than I would like to, or than my body would like. And I also tend to not move as much. I love moving my body. My body loves to move. Most bodies actually really love to move. It doesn't mean you have to do jumping jacks or go to the gym, but if your body loves to move, which is true for most people, then what gift can you give it? What movement can you do with your body that will allow it to have that? Like, what would it be like to just gift that daily movement to your body? And one of the things that I've done a lot of is just bring a pair of running shoes with me everywhere I go. And I can always run. When I'm in a class, I can always go for a run. And just recently, even I did a couple, not during this class, because this class has been really full on. And I'm so grateful for all of the awareness. I mean, it's been amazing and so much fun, but very full schedule. But one of the things that I've started doing is going, hey, you know, it's actually more generative for me to take my lunch break during a class. I mean, the most generative thing, of course, is to ask your body. So, but to throw into the mix of what's possible for me to choose that maybe I wouldn't have considered before is that, I would, in a way, like it, sometimes it really works more for my body to, go at lunchtime and go for a run. And instead of eating, go for a run. I don't like to get up. My body doesn't actually love to get up super early in the morning. So exercising in the morning, not my favorite thing, not my body's favorite thing. Okay, well, I could do it at lunchtime. And then also just looking at what's beyond, like for me, running is a really easy thing. I just put my shoes on, I put my thing on, and I go. And sometimes my body doesn't actually desire that. So what can you, you know, so if that's the case, like what can you do and create with your body to allow it to have what it is asking for, what you are asking for, what would create the most in your life and in your world and in that world? Is it rolling around on the floor? Like I've started bringing these rolling balls and a fabric yoga mat that's really lightweight and easy, like compact, and just, you know, giving myself that possibility to roll around on the floor, which of course I actually haven't done yet. So, body, what can I be to create with you? What else is possible? And I don't go into judgment, but just looking at, you know, what would actually be the most dynamic creative presence that I could be with my body that I have not considered. So, I'm off to the rest of my day, and I'll be back tonight to report back and see where else we go after this. So This is Heather Nichols. You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we're talking about body. What can I be to create with you? As I move through my day today, pre-recording this show in segments, spaced out by many hours as I be with this question, I wonder where I'll be next time I pop back in here and finish this show. I'll see you then.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here this week on Creating Beyond Reality Radio, talking about body, exploring this question, body, what can I be to create with you? And this has been really such a cool show for me. If you're just joining us, I've been playing with this question throughout the day today and recording the show in advance in 3 different segments at 3 different times. And just playing with this question and what it brings up in my world and what information and awareness I get. And I've been at a big class and lots of people and lots of stuff going on. And I'm at the end of the day today. I'm at the end of the class. And everybody's going home now. And I'm packing up and getting ready to leave. And have, you know, my next adventure happening right away. I'm actually tomorrow morning, very early, I'm getting up, driving to the airport with my kids, getting on a flight, flying home. I'll be home for about 3.5 hours, and then I'm going to turn around, go back to the airport, and with a new bag, and fly to Venice, Italy, because that's what one does, clearly, is take 2 totally separate flights, one across the Atlantic Ocean in the same day. And of course, in between the flights, I have all these things scheduled. I have calls and I have meetings that I wasn't able to be on last week that I won't be able to be on next week because I'm in a class. So just full schedule. And so as I be with that, you know, usually when a class is over, if I have a lot going on, it's like, okay, cool. I've got some catch up to do. I've got some work to do to catch up on here and check in with all of my other creations and projects that I'm part of. And my body tonight is like, hey, when I'm like, buddy, what can I be to create with you? My body's like, we are so good and like brilliant with go. Like we can keep going. And that's not at all a problem. You know, the pace of my life in a way is like, as I check in with my body's like, that's not a problem. That's actually really fun. And what my body is asking for is some space, even just a tiny bit of space. And Gary Douglas talks about, you know, if you want to turn up your receiving,
spend an hour a day a week just for you, like just for you and your body, and doing things that contribute to you and your body. And I've done that to some degree, but when I travel and when I'm at classes and things like that, there's not as much space in my day to have that hour a day. And so I'm really looking at, you know, there's been different points where I choose it and then I don't, and it's not wrong at all. But there's this space where it really allows us to develop this space with our bodies and like a space of being, a space of receiving that my body really loves. And my body is asking for more of, more just space, more space of being with it. And just taking, even if it's a half an hour, and going, hi, you know, like this is your time. Like you get an entire half hour or hour or whatever it is right now. And this is body time. Body, what can I be to create with you? What can I gift you? We talked in the previous segment about like rolling around on the floor, stretching, or getting on some rolling balls or on a yoga mat, dancing. I danced today, which was really, really fun. So, you know, nurturing our bodies in that way. And sometimes it's just, for me, like laying on the bed and looking at the ceiling, you know, or like just not having a lot of stimulation, and giving myself space to just be present with myself, be present with my body in a way that I'm not usually, as I, you know, when I have other things going on and I'm moving around in the world and interacting with other people. It's so easy, as we mentioned, I talked about in the last, I believe it was the last segment, how easy it is to pick up on other people's body, like the stuff that they have with their own bodies. And we make it real and true. We make it ours. And we decide that, you know, that's how it is. And my body is limited and my body can't change. And my body is predictable, just like everybody else's. And then we really cut off what's actually possible with our bodies when we make those choices and when we have those points of view. And so what would it be like to really allow ourselves to have what's true for us in regards to our bodies when we're still, like I'm asking this for me, like what would it take for me to have the level of orgasmic space and energy and presence and being all the time, like, and I can do it and be it more when I'm at home, when I'm in the woods, when I've got, you know, truly like what you would call more time in this reality. But when I've got other stuff going on that's really sort of takes priority in my mind, then that kind of goes out the window. So what would it be like to actually have that and to be really present with our bodies and present with what our bodies are asking for and what they're asking to create, and have time in our day where we actually spend time cultivating that, developing that, expanding that, making that reality so much greater. And that to me is such a huge missing piece of what is possible with bodies and what we could actually be creating with our bodies. It's just that level of presence and awareness and question, like really being questioned with our bodies and acknowledging that for a lot of us, our bodies are extremely different than this reality tells us they are. And we have a lot of capacities and our bodies have desires and they're amazing with what they can do, what they can create, how they can show up as, and how quickly they can change. And if we're willing to just really, truly get rid of our points of view about our bodies and I don't just mean like the judgment that you have of like my, you know, thighs are too big or whatever, but literally the points of view of like, oh, well, if I, you know, if I did this bad thing with my body, like if I didn't honor my body in this way, then, you know, then this is going to happen. Like this is what's going to transpire next because you know, if you eat too much, you get fat. I mean, that's sort of a classic example. And for me, when I look at, I was talking in the previous segment about eating too much this week, more than my body actually desired. And it's like, what if I didn't have the point of view of like, oh, I'm going to get fat now, which I don't. It's like, oh, okay, cool. So now's a new 10 seconds. What can I choose? What can I create? Body, what can I be to create with you? To create with you. What would be fun? What would be joyful? What would actually allow my body to be that ever-expanding, ever-changing space of joy and possibilities and delight and orgasmicness that it actually bees? And what if that was actually a priority, you know, in our lives, in the world, where what's going on with our bodies and our presence with them is actually a huge piece of what's going to create a different reality on planet Earth? What would it be like if this planet was just full of really lit up orgasmic people? I want to find out. And when you're willing to honor your body and be with your body and have that space of question of, hey, what can I be to create with you? That's something that you start to have much greater access to, is everything that you know about what's true for you, about what you be. Really, really phenomenal space of creation and potency. So we have about 5 minutes left. I want to, where can we go from here? I mean, so I'm asking my body right now, body, what can I be to create with you? What can I be to create with you? And I get kindness, no judgment, joy, and ridiculous fun. Presence, aliveness, laughter, giddy, stupid, childlike laughter. Yeah, and on and on and on. And you can be asking that all day long if you'd like. You can do your own little experiment. Three, you know, morning, noon, and night, or morning, midday-ish, and night. You know, have a little check-in, you know, do a little writing or something. Or if you have a radio show, do that too. Whatever's fun for you, right? Just go, wow, okay, so right now, this is what my body's asking for. And right now, this is what my body's asking for. And it can change. Like, what's so cool about that is when you're willing to be that present, what's being asked for can change so dynamically, so quickly. And it's really cool. It always blows me away. I'm like, my body, I could wake up tomorrow morning with a completely different body just from asking, just from going, hey, body, can you like rearrange yourself a little bit while you sleep? And, you know, if that would be fun. And sometimes it's like, no, my body's great, you know, and that's cool too. But hey, body, like what else could you step into the greatness of you while you sleep? Like, what can we be? What can I be to create with you the greatness of embodiment that's available? So I'm actually doing starting July 4th, I'm doing an entire 30 days of, this will be part of that conversation. It won't be the sum total of what we talk about, but it's called 30 Days of Sex and Creation, and we're doing body pulls. Now, what is a body pull? Energy pulls. So if you're unfamiliar with energy pulls, they're this very dynamic use of energy and choice for receiving, really, that allow us to increase our receiving and increase, like, pull in everything that is available to contribute to us and everything that we're asking for and everything that we're creating from the universe and beyond, and pull, like actually spend time every day pulling it in, right? And so we're actually going to play, I've been doing one with money for the past month, and we're going to do one with the body, and we're going to do one totally still including money and receiving and wealth, because it's part of this bigger conversation, this Creation of Living series that I'm doing this summer. But what we're going to be doing specifically for a month in July, starting the 4th, as I mentioned, is 30 days of really cultivating and developing these energies of sexualness, which is like healing, caring, nurturing, generative, creative, joyful, expansive, and orgasmic energies that are available to us? What would it be like if you lived from that with your body and with everybody else? What would the world be like? What would your life be like? How phenomenal would that be, right? And so I lost my train of thought. So it's 30 days of sex and creation and body pulse. So what is a body pull? Well, what is sex and creation anyway? To me, that is the space that we were just talking about of sexualness and like developing and cultivating our bodies and the deliciousness of our bodies that's available to us and the space and the creative juice and the delight and the pleasure of that our bodies that's available to us and actually expanding that, cultivating that, developing that, bringing more awareness to it and using it really to create. And money will be rolled into that conversation for sure. For people that have been on the money pulls that want more, there is more. And we're just bringing the body in a more dynamic way now. And the energies of sexualness, which really do increase our receiving. They increase our receiving in the world. And when you have more receiving, you get to have more money. So, and so many other things, you know, you get to have more communion with the earth, you get to have more joy. That's one of the things that the energy pulse has shown me is I'm so happy. I'm having so much fun with my life and there's so much going on and so much contribution showing up from so many different directions. And I will say it really is a result of these energy pulse. So if you'd like to join us for 30 days of sex and creation, 30 days of body pulls, of pulling wealth, abundance, creation, everything we've been asking for into our universe by request with our bodies, through our bodies, as an honoring of our bodies, and really playing with expanding the space of that and the possibility of that, that allows us to have joy, the joy of embodiment and the joy of being. That is super, super dynamic. So if you'd like to join us, you can go to heathernichols.com/. Now let's see if I can remember. I think it's called 30 days of sex. If you want to have sex every day for 30 days, you totally can. I am not going to, I'm not going to have sex with you every day for 30 days or probably at all. It's not about having sex. It's not about copulating for 30 days every day. And like I said, if that's fun for you, go for it. Yes, it is heathernichols.com/30 days of sex. But it's 30 days of playing with these energies and expanding them. Like I said, developing, cultivating, substantiating, pulling through them and seeing what we can create. So body, what can I be to create with you? Continue. If this has been a juicy conversation and it's opened up something in your world, continue to ask that question of your body, of the universe, and see what shows up. I wonder how potent this space of exploration can be for you. Everything that doesn't allow that, let's pock and pot it. I will be back next week with more. Next week, actually, we have Dr. Dane here coming on the show. I'm very excited about that, doing a show on The Return of the Gentleman. So come pop in and talk to us then. And thank you so much for being here. Take care.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.